A so-called sanctuary policy can be a written or unwritten rule that a government official, agency, county, or city abides by, exempting itself from cooperating with federal immigration officials. These policies can vary in degree, from rejecting immigration detention orders or refusing to give up jailing information to inquiring federal law enforcement. Immigration is not within a locality's jurisdiction, and thus they aren't required by federal law to comply. But Fernandina Beach Republican Senator Aaron Bean wants Florida to force compliance. It's common sense, he says.
Who would have ever thought that we would need a law in the state of Florida that says, Floridians, we have to follow federal law? It's a head-scratcher, but that's what it's come down to.
The bill formally defines a sanctuary policy, revokes state grants to non-compliant localities, and sets up a 3-month grace period for wayward entities. After that, it assesses fines up to $5,000 a day, among other things. The same bill passed the House last year and died in the Senate. Democrats and immigration advocates say the measure would create an environment of racial profiling. Ryan Bank, 89.9 WJCT News.